how to check FEMA flood maps, and home flood risk before peak hurricane season. FEMA flood maps are an important starting point, but they do not show every risk posed by torrential rain, drainage failures, outdated maps, or building-specific vulnerabilities. As hurricane activity increases, check address-specific maps alongside past flooding, elevation, storm surge risk, insurance terms, and damage documentation. Even if the early Atlantic hurricane season was quiet, that does not mean the risk of home flooding is lower in late summer and fall, when activity typically peaks. FEMA A and V zones indicate high flood risk, but being in an X zone or outside a special flood hazard area does not eliminate the possibility of flooding. Brief, intense rainfall, inadequate urban drainage capacity, sewer backups, and surface runoff may not be fully represented on official maps focused on rivers and coastlines. Wind damage coverage under standard homeowners insurance, separate windstorm insurance, and flood insurance differ in their covered causes and policy terms, and storm surge is generally classified as flooding. Photos and videos of the home taken before flooding, inventories of belongings, receipts, serial numbers, and insurance documents are essential evidence for verifying damage and filing claims. FEMA flood maps in the United States are the first resource to check when assessing a home's flood risk. However, being outside a high-risk zone on the map is not a guarantee that a home will not flood. To understand the actual risk more accurately, consider not only river flooding and coastal inundation, but also heavy rainfall, drainage system limitations, storm surge, building elevation, and past. Damage. Even if the early part of the 2026 Atlantic hurricane season has been relatively quiet, that is not a reason to end preparations. Tropical cyclone activity in the Atlantic generally tends to increase rapidly from late August. Forecasts for an individual season and current storm information should be verified against the latest updates from the National Hurricane Center, rather than private commentary. Why a quiet start to the season is no reason to relax the official dates of the Atlantic hurricane season should be confirmed in the National Hurricane Center's latest guidance. Climatologically, activity tends to increase rapidly from late August, but this does not predict landfall on a specific date or in a specific area. The number of storms early in the season alone cannot reliably indicate the risk to an individual home for the following reasons. A single hurricane or tropical storm can cause extensive damage depending on where it makes landfall and how quickly it moves. A hurricane's category primarily reflects its maximum sustained wind speed and does not directly indicate rainfall amounts or flood depths at a specific address. Areas far from the center can also be affected by rain bands, river flooding, tornadoes, or storm surge. Even a weak tropical cyclone can bring heavy rainfall to one area if it moves slowly. Flood insurance may generally not take effect immediately after purchase, so waiting until a storm is imminent may be too late. Therefore, it has been quiet so far, and the risk to my home for the rest of the season is low, are two different conclusions. What FEMA flood zones show FEMA flood insurance rate map divides modeled hazards into zones, including river flooding, coastal inundation, and wave action. These maps are used for local land use and building standards, flood insurance requirements during the lending process, insurance, and risk management. Representative zone, general meaning points to consider when interpreting it, a zone's special flood hazard areas designated by FEMA as having base flood risk, the exact probability standard should be confirmed in FEMA latest official zone definitions. And depending on the specific zone, the base. Flood elevation may be shown, or may not yet have been determined. V zones, coastal high-risk areas designated by FEMA, where wave action is also expected, confirm the exact probability standard in FEMA latest official zone definitions. And also consider the forces that storm surge and waves can exert on structures. Shaded X generally includes areas with a moderate level of flood risk. The exact probability standard should be confirmed in FEMA latest official zone definitions. And major floods can occur even at a low frequency. Unshaded X areas, mapped as having lower risk than special flood hazard areas, this does not mean that heavy rainfall and localized drainage problems are absent. D areas where flooding is possible, but the risk has not been sufficiently analyzed, a lack of data should not be interpreted as evidence of safety. The base flood probability does not mean that such a flood occurs only once at regular intervals, and the exact probability standard should be confirmed in FEMA's latest official guidance. It is a statistical standard under which the same probability applies each year, and such floods can occur in multiple consecutive years. In addition, the longer a property is held, the greater the cumulative chance of experiencing at least one base flood. FEMA maps may include not only maps currently in effect, but also preliminary maps undergoing revision and map change documents for individual parcels. That is why, after searching an address, it is important to check the effective date and revision status of the map panel. Flood risks that may not appear on official maps, it is inappropriate either to conclude that FEMA maps are inaccurate and therefore useless, or to assume that being outside a mapped zone means a property is safe. Official maps are models designed for specific purposes and probability standards, so they do not fully represent every form of water damage. Heavy rainfall and urban flooding, when enough rain falls in a short time to exceed the capacity of drainage systems, homes far from rivers or the coast can also flood. Water can collect at low points in roads, parking lots, basement entrances, areas around retaining walls, and basement windows. This type of rainfall-driven and surface flooding may not be fully represented on maps focused on river flooding. Inland spread of storm surge occurs when wind pushes seawater toward the coast. It can spread inland through low-lying areas, bays, estuaries, and waterways, and FEMA insurance maps and the National Hurricane Center's storm surge hazard maps have different purposes and assumptions. The two maps should be treated as complementary resources, not substitutes. Outdated terrain, rainfall and development conditions, roads, housing developments, levees, drainage channels, and impervious surfaces may change after a map is created. If new development alters the flow of water or drainage facilities deteriorate, current localized risk may differ from conditions when the map was produced. In addition to the map panel's effective date, it is necessary to check the latest flood and drainage maps and construction plans from local governments. Overconfidence in levees and drainage systems, the presence of a levee or pump, does not eliminate risk. Water may exceed the design level, equipment may fail, power outages may occur, drains may become blocked, or water may flow around a levee. Residual risk remains even in areas where the map accounts for protective effects. Resources to check for a specific address, an accurate assessment is possible when multiple sources are overlaid rather than relying on a single map. Search the address in the FEMA Map Service Center and check the currently effective map panel, zone, and effective date. Review flood complaints, drainage facilities, waterways, low-lying areas, and evacuation zones in the local government's or county's GIS. For coastal areas, separately check the National Hurricane Center's storm surge hazard maps. Ask the seller, previous owner, or property manager about past flooding, water intrusion, mold remediation, and repair history. If possible, review survey data or an elevation certificate to determine where the building's lowest floor and major equipment are located relative to the base flood elevation. Ask the insurer or agent in writing for the coverage, deductible, waiting period, and estimated premium of currently available flood insurance. Past insurance claim history is not information available to everyone because of privacy or contractual relationships. Homebuyers should review the seller disclosure requirements in the relevant state and separately inspect for signs of water damage during the home inspection and insurance quote process. Why damage varies from house to house within the same flood zone maps primarily show area-wide risk, but actual losses can vary significantly depending on a building's location and structure. These building-level differences are easy to miss when checking only the zone designation. The direction water flows across the property toward the entrance, garage, or basement stairs, whether the home's floor is higher than surrounding roads, and drains the design of the basement, crawl space, and lower level walls, the installation height of the HVAC system. Electrical panel, water heater, generator, and fuel tank, whether backflow prevention valves, sump pumps, and backup power are available the condition of exterior wall penetrations, window wells, garage doors, and foundation, cracks the condition of drains and gutters that may become clogged with sediment and leaves in particular. Keeping major equipment and expensive belongings in a basement can result in high restoration costs even after shallow flooding. In addition to reviewing maps, inspect potential water entry paths, electrical safety, equipment elevation, and drainage failure scenarios. Differences among homeowners, windstorm, and flood insurance coverage is determined not by the storm's name, but by the direct cause of the loss and the policy terms. Even during the same hurricane, wind damage to a roof and damage caused by surface water entering a home may be handled under different insurance policies. Insurance type risks generally covered common gaps and points to verify standard homeowners' insurance wind, fire, theft, and other risks included in the policy. Flooding from surface water entering from outside is generally excluded. Wind or hail may also be excluded in coastal areas. Separate windstorm or storm insurance damage caused by hurricane winds, high winds, or hail flooding and storm surge are usually not covered. Check whether a separate deductible applies. NFIP or private flood insurance, damage to buildings and contents caused by flooding as defined in the policy, limits and deductibles may differ for the building and personal property, and basement coverage is limited. Temporary living expenses and similar items should be checked for each policy. Sewer or drain backup endorsement backup from sewer pipes or drainage systems, as specified in the policy, this endorsement does not replace coverage for surface flooding. Check the standards for handling a loss when flooding and backup occur together. Because storm surge is seawater pushed onto land, it is generally treated as a flood risk. By contrast, when rain enters after wind damages a roof, the cause of the damage and the policy conditions must be considered. Actual coverage varies depending on the individual contract, exclusions, investigation of the cause of loss, and state law. Flood insurance may be mandatory for homes in special flood hazard areas with federally related loans, but not being subject to the requirement does not mean flood insurance is unnecessary. In addition, the NFIP risk rating 2.0 does not determine premiums based on the mapped zone alone. It uses multiple risk factors, including distance, flood type, and rebuilding cost. Damage documentation to prepare before reviewing insurance regardless of whether insurance has been purchased. Creating records before a disaster makes it easier to establish ownership and describe the condition of belongings and the extent of losses. Home photos and videos take wide-angle images of every room that show the condition of the walls, floors, and ceilings. Open drawers and cabinets and slowly record their contents on video. Photograph the roof, exterior walls, windows, garage doors, foundation, and drainage facilities. Take close-up photos of the model and serial numbers of the electrical panel, HVAC system, water heater, and major appliances. Preserve the original files and metadata so the date of recording can be verified. Inventory and documents record each item's name, purchase date, quantity, model, and approximate purchase price. Keep receipts, warranties, appraisals, and photos of valuable items linked together. Save the insurance policy's declarations page, endorsements, deductibles, and insurer contact information. Prepare copies of mortgage or lease documents and identification, along with emergency contacts. Store copies in encrypted cloud storage or a secure location outside the home. After flooding, first ensure personal, electrical, and structural safety. Photograph the water level and damage and promptly notify the insurer. But unless urgent sanitation measures are required, it is best not to automatically discard damaged items before an inspection. If items must be discarded, record photos, quantities, manufacturer information, and the reason for disposal for each item, and follow local government safety guidance. Criteria for assessing risk before peak hurricane season. FEMA maps are a starting point for assessing risk, not the final conclusion. You should be able to answer all four of the following questions. What zone is this address in on the current FEMA map, and when did the map take effect? Beyond river and coastal hazards, are there pathways for heavy rainfall, drainage failures, and storm surge? How much higher are the home's floor and critical equipment than surrounding roads, drains, and expected water levels? Which insurance policies cover or exclude wind, flooding, sewer backup, and temporary living expenses? Homes outside mapped zones do not have zero risk. Conversely, being in a high-risk zone does not mean every home will sustain the same damage. The most practical approach is to review local maps, building elevation, past flooding, drainage paths, and insurance policy terms together.